it's a full court press every day, Jason, on this. I know I've never been more proud of Canadians and people in Cape Breton who are just working their behinds off in terms of social distancing and self-isolating. And that just brings me to another point. Keep that up. If you're not an essential worker, if you're not in trucking, if you're not in healthcare, if you're not in public works, practice the recommendations. They're only words on a page. They're only words that come out of the Prime Minister's mouth or the Premier's mouth. We have to now do our part, and that means not letting up. And so this is a battle. Make no mistake about it. This is a battle where we can't let up.
And I think the important thing, the important thing that I tell people, Mike, how and when we come out of this is 100% dependent on what we do today.
Well, absolutely. This is, the conversations I have with people are many on a daily basis, and this is a chance. Look, it's a crisis situation. There's no doubt about that. But this is a chance for our community, our country, and the world to actually come together like our past generations, the greatest generation. If you look at those that lived in World War One, Great Depression, World War Two, sacrifices were made, and they were tough sacrifices that were made. In this case, we have sacrifices to certain freedoms that we have and we're blessed to have, but it's up to us. If I go outside today and I decide to meet up with 12 people of my friends and we're not social isolating and we're not social distancing, that act is a selfish act on my part. And the other aspect of it is that the very act of going out and mingling with people could impact, maybe not me, my wife, my friends, my family, people I don't know. You could actually save a life. You don't have to be an Avenger on Disney Plus or Netflix. You can be an Avenger in Cape Breton by just listening and practicing what public health and science is telling us.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Mike, if somebody wanted to reach out to your office, how would they do so?
You can reach out to my office by calling 1-866-282-0699 or email mike.kellaway@parl.gc.ca. And we look forward to any questions and also ideas and insight as well into these programs. If you're an individual who's not aligning to the benefits right now, let us know and reach out to us. We're here for you.
As always, Mike, I appreciate you spending some time with us. And as the situation changes, of course, we'll touch base again probably a little bit later in the week. But thanks so much for calling in today.
Thanks, Jason. And thanks to the Max, too, for keeping everyone up to date on all the relevant information we need. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate it as well. Thank you.
Okay.